Okay, so let's get started. We are we're on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Okay, we're going to be going, hopefully getting from this Mishnah to the next Mishnah. So it's the one self-contained topic tonight. So the Mishnah is going to talk about three things that we're going to say in the Shemoneh Esrei. Number one, we say Mashiv Ruach Merei Geshem. So that, when we say that, that refers to a praise of Hashem that He goes ahead and He provides us with rain and at the right times of the year. Okay, that is a praise of Hashem. That's not the request for rain. The request for rain, which is what the Mishnah is going to call She'ela, the request for rain, that we do in the bracha of Birchas Hashanim, of the same Tal Masa of the bracha. That is later in the Shemoneh Esrei, okay? So those two things, one is Matkirin Gevurus Geshamim, that is Mashiv HaRuach, and the other is She'ela, is the request for rain, and that happens later in the Shemoneh Esrei in the bracha of Birchas Hashanim. Okay, so those two things are distinct. One is a praise of Hashem, and one is the request of Hashem. Okay. Good? You got the Mishnah? Yeah, you follow along? Good. Okay. Mishnah says, Maskirin Gevurus Geshamim B'tchias HaMeitzim. Where is it in the Shemoneh Esrei that we say, Mashiv Ruach Merei Geshem? So we say it in the bracha of Tchias HaMeitzim, in the beginning of our Shemoneh Esrei. That is where we praise Hashem for the rain. The She'ela. And where do we request rain? Where do we ask Hashem for rain so we have the proper amount of rain that the crops should grow? That is Birchas Hashanim, in the bracha that we should have a blessed year, that we should have the parnasa for the year. So that's where we ask for the rain to fall. The Havdalah b'chonadav, and we say Havdalah meaning on Motzei Shabbos when we have to be mavdil. We say the atachonim in the bracha b'chonadav. So that's where we go ahead and we make the Havdalah. Okay. Rashi makes the point. Rashi says, Mashiv Ruach Merei Geshem is not a bakasha, but it's Lashon Hazkara V'Shevach. It is a remembrance of the rain, and it's a praise of Hashem for the rain. Okay. And Havdalah is Moshe Shabbos, we say Atachon Antanu, right? When we say Atachon Antanu at the end of Shabbos, that is something that we say in the bracha of B'chon Adah. Okay, Rabbi Kiva, that's the first opinion. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Omra b'birchas reviyas b'fnei atzmo. Rabbi Kiva says that the Havdalah which we say in the Shemoneh Esrei gets its own bracha as the first of the brachos, after Kelak Kadosh. Then you make a separate bracha of Havdalah. Okay, Hamavdil b'kodesh l'chol. Rabbi Eliezer Omer b'hodah. Rabbi Eliezer says that the bracha of Havdalah, the Havdalah is mentioned in the modim, in where we say, we thank Hashem, we pray, you thank Hashem for listening to us, for listening to our tefillos. That's in modim, and that is the place in the Shemoneh Esrei where, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we would say Havdalah. Okay, so three opinions. One is Atachonin. Second opinion is Rabbi Akiva, which is it gets its own bracha. And the third opinion is Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the Havdalah is done in the in the middle of modim, in where we thank Hashem for having listened to our tefillos. Okay, those three possibilities. If we have time, I'll give you a little more insight into why it is that they're debating where Havdalah should be. Maybe it cuts a little bit to what the basic idea and purpose of what Havdalah is. So depending what Havdalah is and what its purpose is, you might stick it in a different spot in Shemoneh Esrei, because each of these places, each of these ideas, getting its own bracha or being part of Atachonin or in Modim, really are different, right? So the theme might be, the underlying theme is maybe related to where they decide to stick Havdalah. Okay. Let's get to the Gemara. Gemara says, "Maskirin Gevurus Geshamim my time." So why is it that we go ahead and we mention Mashiv Ruach Merei Geshem in the bracha of Tchias HaMeitzim? The answer is, "Amar Rav Yosef, mitoch sheshkula k'tchias HaMeitzim, lefichach havua b'tchias HaMeitzim." Since the rain is like the Tchias HaMeitzim, rain is what rejuvenates the earth, what causes things to grow and to develop, and life to form, life to be in existence. Therefore, it is like Tchias HaMeitzim. When it rains, it's like the, also has some similarity to the life that's given back to people at Tchias HaMeitzim, at the end of the days. And so therefore, we mention the praise of Hashem of rain in the bracha of Tchias HaMeitzim. V'she'ela b'birchas Hashanim, and furthermore, we ask Hashem for the rain in the bracha b'birchas Hashanim, where we ask Hashem for a blessed year. My time, what's the reason? Amar Rav Yosef, another answer of Rav Yosef. mitoch shehi parnasa, because the whole bracha of brachas hashanim is that we Hashem should give us our parnasa. So that in the context of asking for parnasa, l'ficha kavua b'birchas parnasa, we establish that the rain should fall, our crops should grow, we should have a good year, a good yield. And that also is in that same bracha, meaning the context makes sense. Finally, havdala b'chone hadas. What is the reason why we say havdala atachonantanu in the bracha of atachonim, that you give us, Hashem gives man wisdom? So Rav Yosef, mitoch shehi chachma, kavua b'birchas chachma. Since it is chachma, havdala is a matter of chachma, we establish it to be in the bracha as it relates to chachma. Was Rashi? Rashi explains. The first Rashi in the Gemara, Chacham yodei lahavdil ben kodesh l'chol ben tamei l'tahor. What does that mean? It requires a discerning mind to understand the difference between that which is profane and that which is holy. That which is tamei and that which is tahor. Meaning it requires a certain level of understanding, appreciation of a higher level of life, not just something physical, but something on a higher level than just saying discerning something physically different. That the spiritually and that the kedusha, that there could be a difference in level, that requires a mind, a discerning mind. And that is in the same context of the bracha of atachonim, where we thank Hashem, we ask Hashem to give us bina, wisdom, understanding, intellect, to understand many things, but of which also to understand that there's a difference between what's Shabbos and what is not Shabbos, what is holy and what is a regular weekday chol. Okay, makes sense. Rabbanan Amri, another answer. Interesting, there's two answers. The other sources was one answer. Now we have two answers. What's another answer? The other answer is
no. I learned to be Yerfua.
First name of Chaim Meir Ben Avraham.
What brother?
Chaim.
Okay. So the Rabbanan Amri mitoch shehi chol l'ficha kavua b'birchas chol. Since it is chol, we're going to establish it with the first of the brachos of chol. Okay, wait, what does that mean? So I'll explain. What that means is as follows. Because you're going to now, see, what is the Havdalah saying? Your Havdalah is saying it's now weekday. So when is the first opportunity for you to say something that is related to the weekday? Well, you're about to say all the requests that you want for your week, what's going on for in your life, which you didn't say on Shabbos. So you're going to go ahead and you're going to say it. It's the first opportunity and make reference to mundane things that you need in life. So therefore, Havdalah, which is about the mundane parts of life, because I'm going from Shabbos to the mundane, therefore, we establish the Havdalah in Atachonim. Okay, either, so again, more than two reasons, either because it's a matter of Chachma, or it's a matter of the weekday regular stuff, and therefore we'll put it at the beginning of the weekday regular stuff. The Chitim Kubetza says that since it's nothing special at all between Havdalah and Atachonim, it just happens to be Atachonim is the first bracha of a weekday bracha. Meaning our weekday Shemoneh Esrei starts with Atachonim. Everything that you said before, that the first three brachos are the same you say on Shabbos. The first bracha that it shows that it's now a weekday is Atachonim. And therefore the Shittim Gwetz says, Rizim Akimim, we say the Havdalah is the first opportunity that we're engaged in the weekday part of our Shemoneh Esrei, and that's the Atachonim. The Gra says that it's because on Shabbos, one is not allowed to make personal supplications. You're not allowed to ask Hashem for personal requests, personal needs on Shabbos. And therefore, the first opportunity that you have to say a personal request, you can't do it until you say Havdalah. Meaning, what are you about to do? You're about to say Shemoneh Esrei, Atachonim, and you're about to say Slach Lanu, you're about to say for Refuah and all sorts of other requests they have of Hashem. But you're not allowed to do that until you did Havdalah, because that's a weekday thing. So therefore, you do Havdalah first, at the first opportunity, and then you go ahead and make all of your requests of Hashem at the rest, the other parts of Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, again, I think this has a lot to do with how we understand Havdalah, what its role and what its purpose is, which if we have time, I don't know if we will, but we'll get to it at the end. I'll come back to it and I'll give you some more understanding. Okay, let's continue. Am Ravami, Gedola Deash in this Nevitchila, Bracha Shochol, Das, wisdom is great, because of all the things that we ask Hashem for, what's the first thing we ask of Hashem? Das, wisdom. That's why it's the first of the things that we ask for. It's the greatest. Dea is also great because it is mentioned in the Torah between two names of Hashem. Shenemar, Kikel Deos Hashem. Hashem is Kel Deos Hashem. So there's the word Dea, the knowledge and the wisdom, which is sandwiched between the name of Hashem on one side and the name of Hashem on the other side. That shows its tremendous stature, that it is a very special thing to have wisdom and knowledge. Anyone who doesn't have this wisdom, you shouldn't give him mercy. You shouldn't be merciful upon him. Shinemar. Ki lo am binos hu, al kein lo yerchamenu oseu. Hashem says through the Navi, Ishaya, because lo am binosu, they're not a nation of wisdom. Lo am binosu, Bnei Yisrael, we're not acting with proper wisdom. They were doing sins. Lo yerchamenu oseu, their maker would not have rachmanos on them. Hashem saying, if you're not have rachmanos on us, if we don't have das, we don't have proper wisdom. Now, this does not mean that someone lacks intellect that we don't give rachmanos on. Like, there are people who have learning disabilities or don't have proper das, right? We're not talking that the Gemara here is not trying to say they shouldn't have rachmanis on a person that doesn't have full mental capacity. What it is saying is that if you have a person who could attain knowledge, who could go ahead and strive for understanding something, and instead leaves that knowledge off the table and instead dumbs himself down to do stupid things, silly things, things that make no sense, to that person, if they act in that way, then you don't have rachmanis on such a person. You need a Gemara? No. Yes. Sutta. Okay. All right, continue. Amar Rav Elazar, Gadol Mikdash and Isma Mecheotil. The Mikdash is also great because the Mikdash was given also between two words of Hashem in the Torah, in Amar. Pa'alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, Koni Adecha. Right? Pa'alta Hashem, this was your hand, your Hashem you created, which is what you built. Mikdash Hashem, Koni Adecha. So again, Hashem, the word Mikdash is sandwiched between two words of Hashem, shows its great stature. And now we're going to connect the two ideas. Ram Rav Elazar, call Adam, Sheesh Bo Da'a, Deya, Kiyo Nivna Beis Mikdash B'yamav. Anyone who has Da'as, it's as if they built the Beis Mikdash in their day. Okay? How we know that? Because Deya Nivna B'shnei Osios, or Mikdash Nivna B'shnei Osios, because both Da'as and Mikdash were given between two Osios. We're in the first on Lama Gimel without between on the first wide on the first widest line. So, what we see from here, that with me, it's as if a person built a base mitzvah in his life if he has knowledge. So the Rashba explains that through a proper honing of one's wisdom, through a proper attaining of learning Torah and gaining of wisdom, whether it be in life and in Torah and understanding of things, you can achieve a level that can approximate being in the Beis Hamikdash and understanding the greatness of Hashem in this world through the miracles and the closeness and proximity to Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash. You can approximate that greatness with honing and perfecting your knowledge, your das, your wisdom. Right? That's the idea. It's not the physical Beis Hamikdash that we're after, but the idea of understanding the ways of Hashem that was manifest in the Beis Hamikdash, through one's knowledge you can attain that. Okay, so the Gemara says, Matkifla, on the first wide line. Matkifla, Rav Acha, Karchina, thank you. So Rav Acha, Karchina, what's Karchina? So Kereach is a bald one. So Karchina, Mishnah means he was a beautiful bald one. No, I mean beautiful. Karchina, Kereach means Kereach is a bald. No, it's beautiful. So he was the bald, beautiful one.
He had good scalp wax.
He was Karchi Na'a. He was the beautiful, bald one. You know, bald beauty, beautiful. So that's your assumption. Tervacha Karchi Na'a. He says, but he has the following question. Elamiata, Gedol and Nekama. We should say retribution is also great. Why? Shinit Nebeshe Osios. Because we also find that the word retribution is found in Torah between two words, Hashem. Because it says, Kel Nekamos Hashem. Hashem is the God of revenge. Wait a second. Revenge is not something we usually associate as being great. So the answer is no. Amar Le'in. Dimilse Mia Gedoli. In its right context, the revenge is great. Behind Dhamma Ula, in fact, Ula says, Shnei Nekamos Ha'olamali. Why are there two Nekamos? It says, Kel Nekamos Hashem, and the rest of the pasuk is Kel Nekamos Ophia. Right. So there's two Nekamos. Why is it two Nekamos? Because achas l'tova and achas l'ra, it's both good and bad. There's two sides of a revenge in this case. It's l'tova, d'chtiv hofiyah Hashem yihaparan, and the understanding is hofiyah Hashem yihaparan. The explanation Chazal give is that it's as if Hashem appeared from our haran, and he was mafkiya. He made ownerless the wealth of the non-Jews and gave it to Bnei Israel in certain circumstances to enact revenge on what they did by not receiving the Torah. So it's Ra, it's also Ra, because El Nekamas Hashem, El Nekamas Sifia, it's bad for the non-Jews because they receive the Torah, but the other side of it is that we are going to gain the financial benefits of that because Hashem is going to take their money and make it makir. The halacha I talked about is if a non-Jew's ox gores and we don't charge them, we don't make them pay the Jew the damages because in their basis, in their court, they don't follow that's considered to be a damage. All right, that's the one example of where Hashem went ahead, and normally if we went to a basin, we would pass in that, but if there are animal damages, you have to pay money. So if he damages the Jew, they don't have to pay. Sorry, the Jew would not have to pay. Okay. Let's get right to Tudah. So Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, Amar Brach Raviyah. So Rabbi Kiva says, the Havdalah is said, remember we have three opinions, Havdalah is as we do it in Atachonim, or Havdalah is said as its own fourth Brach. Okay, its own fourth Brach. Or it's said in Modim. Three opinions. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Amar Shimon, then Abar Abba. Rabbi Yochanan, Rishon bar Abba, Asher Yochanan. Michti anshe knesset hagadola tiknu lam Yisrael. Rachos, Tzilos, Kedushos, Avdolos. Because since the anshe knesset hagadola, they establish us, our brachos, the state of our brachos, the Tzilos, how the Tzilos are said, the Kedushos, our Kedusha, our Havdala. Michti hechon tikun, let's just check. And there's wiser a debate in the Tanaim about saying the anshe knesset hagadola already established. What was the who are the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah? Ezra and his basin. Ezra and all Hanan, Mishael, Azariah and Mordechai and Daniel, all those people in his basin, they established all these things for us. How is it something that we're debating? It's just no. Look, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah established it, and whoever they were doing it. How can it be something that's up for debate? It's almost like if I asked you, you know, how many times they do davening, you tell me three. Why? Because that's what they established for us. That's what they establish the Dhamma three times a day. It's not for debate. Once they establish it, it's not debatable. So the answer is, Amr Lay, no, it's because of the following historical story. Betchila kavua betchila. Initially, the answer that Knesset HaGedolah said, that Havdalah should be said in the context of Shimon Esrei. Ha'eshiru, when the Nesrael became a little more wealthy, they had a little more extra money around to buy some extra wine. Kavua ala kost. They said, you know, instead of saying it in the Shemon Esrei, stop saying Shemon Esrei. It's even nicer to say Abdullah, like Kiddush, on the coast, after davening or before you davening. You should say Abdullah on the coast. Ha'enu. Years later, when once again the nation became poor and it was expensive, it was financially difficult to have an extra cup of wine. So Chazru v'Kavua b'Tzvila. They once again reestablish it during Shemon Esrei. So Rashi explains. The explanation here is because during the historical time period where they only said Abdullah on the coast and not in the Shemon Esrei, and then when they reestablished it in Shemon Esrei, they forgot what was the original Takana. Meaning there was this whole gap in history where they were no longer saying Abdullah in Shemon Esrei, and they instead were saying Abdullah simply a la coast. So when they reestablished it, they said, wait a second, a few hundred years ago, or whatever it was, decades, 100 years ago, centuries ago, when we used to say Shemon Esrei in the Shemon Esrei, where was it? They forgot. Because it wasn't something that's a tradition that they continued. And when they reestablished it, they forgot.
Why would that have happened?
Because they felt it was better to say Abdullah ala kos than to say in Shemon Esrei. Meaning if the option was available to say ala kos, they wanted to say ala kos. And not only that,
they stopped the previous
tradition. They no longer said in Shemon Esrei. They only say ala kos. And when they reestablished it in Shemon Esrei, the Gemara now continues and says, the Haim Amru, I'm not...
Could that be because Marav was a Rishus, and they may not have been davening Marav every week at that point?
No, they established that post in the post of Marav. See, even if you were davening Marav, you would not say it in Marav. You would specifically say Alakot. It wasn't out of a concern that they weren't davening Marav, because from the very beginning, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah established it in the Shemon Esrei. So that's the Marav you would have to say. Absolutely, you would have to say Marav. Okay, Behem Amru, and when they reestablished the Havdalah in Shemon Esrei, Amru Amavda Batila, even if you do say Havdalah in your Shemon Esrei, Tarach Shi Havdalah Kos, you still have to go ahead and say your Shemon Esrei Alakos. Itmar Nami, say your Havdalah Alakos, Itmar Nami, Amr Vachia Bar Abba, Amr Yochanan, Antik Nesagdola, Tiknu Lehem Lisrael, Brachos, Tilos, Kedushos, Vyavdalos. The Antik Nesagdola, they establish all of these parts of our davening for us and our brachos. Betila Kavua, Betila, initially they established the Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei, Ashiru Kavua Lakos. When we became wealthy again, they established it to be said over a cup of wine. When they became poor again, they went back to establishing on Shemoneh Esrei. But yet they said, even though you said Havdalah in your Shemoneh Esrei, like we do nowadays, you also say Havdalah a second time, Al Hakot, a second time, like we do. So we were first in Shemoneh Esrei, and we get home, or we're going to go ahead and say Havdalah a second time with a cup of wine. Idmar Nami, Rabbi Rav Yosef, again, we're piling on the opinions. They also said, if you say you're Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei, you have to say it Alakot. Amar Rava, Umosiyan Hashmaisin. And we ask this as a kasha. Ka'a, little history, verse Kesham in B'tziyat HaMesim. What if a person forgets to say, Mashiv HaRuach HaMari DeGeshev, in the bracha of B'tziyat HaMesim, or he forgets She'ela B'brichat HaShamim. If you forget to say, the same talamachal of bracha in the bracha brichas hashamim, machzir noso. You have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The havdalah b'chon hadas. But if a person forgets to say havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei, Moshe Shabbos, ain machzir noso. You do not have to repeat your Shemoneh Esrei. Mipnei shiyachol la'omra alakos. Because you could say it afterwards alakos, so you have a makeup opportunity. And therefore, you do if you forget. Atachanantanu, Moshe Shabbos, you do not repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Lo tame of Nishiyah Cholom Ra'akos. Don't say it's because. If you have. Yes, no, you have to say Bracha Mavdi. Yeah, you have to say something. But that, you say Bracha Mavdi, but that's not the full Havdalah. Yes, drive over shul. But not enough to allow you to eat. Yes. So, lo tam of nesha yachol amra alakos, elaim of nesha omra alakos. It's not because you could say it alakos. The reason why you're not going to have to refuse Shemoneh Esrei is because you will say it alakos. Because you will say it alakos. Meaning, no matter what, everyone nowadays, in addition to saying your Havdalah, so you're going to say Alakos, which is why, if you go ahead and forget your Havdalah Shemoneh Esrei, you have a backup plan.
Don't say, oh, it's okay that I forgot because I didn't. Say, that I forgot because I was going to.
The Gemara just said is the language thing. It says because you could say Alakos. And what he's pointing out is not that you could say it Alakos, it's because you're going to say it Alakos. Meaning, because the difference is, Yachol Amrakos sounds like the default is you don't say it Alakos. And automatic. Yes, automatic. Yeah, exactly. And what Rava's point is, he wants to say that automatically we're going to have Havdalah Akos, which is why if you forget your Shemoneh Esrei, you don't have to repeat it. Oh, so hold that thought. The Gemara's going to, we'll see. Tell me, I'm going to read the next part of the Gemara and tell me if you think the Gemara answers your question. I'm curious what you think. I have different ideas about what to say, but let me tell you. See if the Gemara answers your question. Idmar Nami, Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yechas, Shaar B'Yosi Es Rabbi Yochanan B'Tidan, Ve'Amri La Rishim Ben Yaakov De Mitzur, Es Rabbi Yochanan. They ask the following question to Rabbi Yochanan. Ve'Anish Ma'is, and Rabbi Binyamin says, I heard this question being asked. Hamavda B'Tila Tzor Shiavda Alakos, hello. If you went ahead and said your Shemoneh Esrei with your Havdalah, you have to do it again later on, Alakos, because you did already. So Amalei, Tzor Shiavda Alakos. Yes, you have to go ahead and say it Alakos. Ibai Luhu, Hamavda Alakos, Mahu Shiav the Basila. What about the other way? What if you said Havdalah Alakos first, and you haven't yet davened Shema Esrei yet? You haven't yet said Marv. You did Havdalah for some reason, before, which is allowed, but you did before Marv. Now you're going to say Shema Esrei. Can you, do you say at the Chonin, or you don't have to anymore? So, Amar. Yes, in theory, you could even say Havdalah before Shabbos is over. Close to the time of Shabbos is over.
Why? But isn't it like
it doesn't change the day. You still have to do Malacha, but you're Yotze your obligation of Havdalah. We cannot do Malacha yet. Yes. It's a different sugya, which we did get to. No, we didn't get to it.
No, we didn't do it.
Yeah, well, maybe. Oh, we did that, right? All right. Well, yeah, it's a separate. It doesn't change the nature of the day. When you dive in, for example, most understand that when you dive in early on Shabbat, right, you go to early minyan, and you dive in Ma'ariv early, you haven't changed the day. You've accepted Shabbat, so you cannot do Malachos anymore. But you haven't changed the day. Similarly, if you say Havdalah before Shabbos over, or Daven Ma'ariv before Shabbos over, you haven't actually changed the day yet. And of course, because the day hasn't changed yet, you still cannot do Malacha. The point of Havdalah is normally to make a distinction between what's... So when it's close enough, you can't do it in the afternoon. But when it's very close to the Shabbos, you can say Havdalah early. It's not our topic, but... Okay, but you're correct. Now, the question the Gemara is asking is, what if you already said Havdalah in Shemona Esrei, Ala Kost, you now have to say it in your Shemona Esrei. So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, it's a Kal Vachomer, it's the following logical argument. Mitzila. Okay, Matzila, the Ikra Takanahi, the main Takana of Havdalah is in davening. Why? Because where did the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, Ezra Basin, first establish Havdalah before anything else historically? We just said it was done in your Shemona Esrei. So Amri, but nonetheless, we subsequently said Hamad the Basila Tzar Shiav the Alakos. You still have to say it Alakos afterwards. So therefore, Hamad the Alakos the Lav Iker Takani. If you do it Alakos, which is not the main Takana of Havdalah, but Chosh and certainly have to say Shema Esrei, which is the main Takana of Havdalah. So I think maybe the Gemara here seems to be addressing your question, which is that the main Havdalah is the one in Shema Esrei, and the additional Havdalah. The additional level of Havdalah is Alakos. Who for thought, if Havdalah parallels Kiddush, Kiddush Hayom is primarily, even though we're Yotzei if you say it in your Shema Esrei beforehand, but primarily it's Alakos. And maybe Havdalah is also primarily to parallel Kiddush Alakos. Okay, so certainly, yeah. So this goes without saying. If you have people at home who have not been Yotzei Havdalah, you certainly say it. But saying Hamadil does not fulfill your obligation of Havdalah. That fulfills making some distinction to Kalai Du Malacha. But it's not the proper Havdalah. It's not a full bracha. It's not get to say a bracha. If the question that Gemara just asked was referring to oneself, if you're home alone, and you're ready, you're ready to have Dalakos, you have to say Shema Esrei or vice versa. But certainly, if there are people at home who haven't said Dalakos yet, so then you definitely have to.
That's a practical.
So you should say Dalakos at home. Absolutely. Yes. You could be okay with this. Have you heard of Dalakos? If you have to have mind to be Yotze with that Havdalah, yeah. Okay.
But once you've been Yotze,
yes.
Can you still again make it?
Me and Shul. For yourself, there'd be no reason for
that.
Oh, no, yes, you can stand for that at all. Because they have the obligation, not you. I mean, normally, when I'm in Shul, I'm not intending to fulfill my obligation with Havdalah and Shul. That's why there's a lot of talking during Havdalah. Most of you are not fulfilling the obligation. But there are people who, for whatever reason, are not going to make Havdalah at home, or don't have the opportunity to make Havdalah at home, and therefore they're going to Yotze with Havdalah in the shul. If you have people at home, like one's wife or spouse, who has not yet heard Havdalah, then, yeah, you're not going to fulfill your obligation to post the shul. Have in mind, do it at home. It might be. There's some. There's a lot of discussion about what level your obligation is on when you come home versus your wife's obligation at home. There's a whole discussion of what exactly is one's wife's obligation with Abdullah. I don't think we have time, but there's a lot of discussion with Abdullah. It parallels to the question. But you're on the right track. Right? Correct. Correct. We're not going to, okay, you know, because we're not going to have time for it, I'll just mention the Rambam outside. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Havdalah, its source is, the source comes from the same source as Kiddush. Zachar Shino Shabbat Kachatra. Okay? He quotes the mitzvah is, Shetivan Lachadish is Shabbat and Lomar Dvar Mekhnitzaso Uvitziyaso. The mitzvah of Havdalah is specifically to be Mekhadish Shabbat when he comes in and when he comes out. You have to bookend it. Meaning, Havdalah is not a separate idea, to, like as a matzir, the idea of to do malachos. For the Rambam, it's the bookend of Kiddush. Kiddush is what marks the beginning of Shabbos, as they, and we'll see in a second. And when you end Shabbos, you have to mark it with something else. What's that something? The Nitzrabam Gozel Hayom. You have to mention the greatness of the day. HaShabbos L'Kadosh, Gozel Hayom. As the Umma Alasso, it's great stature. The Havdelo, Bishari Yahyam, and the Kedomin Menno, and how it's distinct and different from the days before it. The Havdelo, Macharov, and the days that come afterwards. And that's what means Zachar is Yoma Shabbos Kedacha. So Kiddush and Havdelo are exactly the same idea, which is why there's these parallels and the same a lot of discussions that occur in both, especially in the sheets of the Rambam. Which would mean that according to the Rambam, Havdelo on Shabbos for a woman should be a deraisa. Because just like Zachar Sema Shabbos Kacha means that woman has an obligation on Zechir, it's a positive commandment for Shabbos, she's obligated in. And therefore, she should have a Zechir Dereisa on Kiddush, a woman has a Zechir Dereisa on Havdalah also. And then Nafkamina, the Magid Mishnah says that according to the Rambam on Yontif, which is the Yontif, is not Zachar Sema Shabbos Kacha. Kiddush on Yontif is the Rabbanah. And therefore, the Havdalah, according to the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah says, on Yontif should also be Midrabam. Okay. We'll get to it. But again, you can see that some of these discussions and questions you're asking really relate to a connection between Kiddush and Havdalah. Even though it's actually a Midrabam, women are obligated. Because it's the connection between Zohar and Shomor, since they're obligated, the negative commandments of Shabbos, anyone since Zohar and Shomor are connected on Shabbos, since we are obligated in the negative commandments of Shabbos, therefore they're equally obligated in the positive of Shabbos. But normally, otherwise they would have been...
I think Rabbi Sachs spoke about that when he came, that there's the Rambam and I think the Ramban, that is Havdalah the correlator for Kiddush, meaning is Kiddush there to designate the day, or is Kiddush tell you that you do no more do any malacha? And if it's that you just can't do malacha, then Havdalah is a separate thing, because it's not accomplishing.
Two different ideas, exactly.
Right,
which is, you can imagine why, where you stick Havdalah and Shmoneh Esrei, think about it. If it's all about understanding how it's different and distinct and ma'alasso and greatness, stick it in Chon and Da'at for what reason? Because we ask Hashem for a great elevated understanding. According to the Rabbanim, what was the Rabbanim's explanation? It's simply because I'm going to start talking about mundane things. I'll make a distinction between my Shabbos previously and mundane things about to come. That's not about Shabbos, that's about the mundane. And therefore, that's the Rabbanan's reason. If Havdalah is simply a marker for now doing mundane stuff, that's the Rabbanan's reason for why Havdalah would be separate, or its own separate bracha. If you stick Havdalah in modim, it's a bracha to Sheva. We're thanking Hashem how great Shabbos is. We're not giving Hashem Shevach on the weekday, we're giving Hashem how great Shabbos is, just like Kiddush. So, again, you can see, okay, that was the my own Ian, throwing into the thing. That's the details. Okay. Let's try and get some cover, some more ground. Last 5 minutes. So Tani Rabbi Acha Aricha Kamei de Rav Chenina Hamavdil B'Tila Meshubach Yoter Mimisha Mavdakos. Someone who is Mavdil in Shmoneh Esrei is even greater than someone who goes ahead and is Mavdakos. V'im Hivdil B'Zob B'Zob. If you did both, Yanuchel Obrichas Arosha. We give you a bracha, many brachas on your head. V'Hukakasha. The two statements are contradictory. How so? Amarta hamavda betila mishubach yoter mishemavda goes. If a person is mavdil in the Shmoneh Esrei, that's greater than mavdil goes. Alma, it sounds like tefila l'chuda sagi. It would be sufficient from that statement to only do havdalah in your Shmoneh Esrei, because that's the greater one. It's mishubach yoter. But how did Tanya after you say I'm after Bazubazu and Ichla Brachas and Rosho? You have to do both to get Brachas and Rosh. Kaven the Nafik Le Bechad Iftar, but it sounds like from there if you only did one, you'd be putter. Have your Brachas and Tricha. Now the problem is, if the point is that all you have to do is one Havdalah, really, one Havdalah is sufficient. Well, if one Havdalah is sufficient, when you do your second Havdalah Akos, you're making a bracha which is unnecessary, which is called a bracha she'ena tzricha. The problem with the bracha she'ena tzricha is you're saying God's name. The Amar Rav, the Itmar, the Itema, Rish Lakish, the Amri Lar, Yocham, or Am Rish Lakish, that they said the following. The Amri Tarvayu, Kol HaMivarach bracha she'ena tzricha, anyone who makes a bracha which is unnecessary and says Hashem's name in an unnecessary fashion, even in the context of a bracha, over Mishum Lo Sisa, is he violates the commandment not to Lo Sisa Hashem Elkecha L'Shav, of saying God's name in vain. Now that usually refers to making a swear in God's name in vain. Here, it's in the context of a bracha. You're saying a nice name in God's name, and it's usually understood that it's not. And this is the right stuff, but that Midrabanan, you're not allowed to make a bracha, Shana Tzricha, because you're saying God's name unnecessarily. So similarly over here in your Havdalah, if you said a second time, unnecessarily, it should be something not good. How could be a Yichu bracha Sarosha, but then your bracha on his head, it's something unnecessary, it should be a violation of this Pasuk. So Ela'im Ahachi, say as follows, In Hivdo Bezo, Velo Hivdo Bezo, Yanichu bracha Sarosha. If you made the point to this price, if you only made a Abdullah in your Shemana Esrei and not Al Hakos, then you get bracha. Meaning this price argues with what we said before and thinks that you should only say Abdullah in your Shemana Esrei and not Al Hakos because the second one's unnecessary. Okay. Vayimine, Rav Chista Mirashashas. Ta'a bezo bezo mao. So what if a person made a mistake and he didn't make Abdullah in the Shemana Esrei and he didn't make Abdullah Al Hakos and afterwards he eats? He did what he's not supposed to do. He did something he wasn't supposed to do. He eats. So Amarle, Ta'ab is over the close to the Rosh. If you go ahead and you make a mistake in both, then you got to go ahead and start from the very beginning. Redo your Shemana Esrei. Redo your Havdalah Akos. You got to do everything back from the beginning. And the Tamei Rabbi Yonah says, not. It's a punishment for you for not following the proper sequence of what you're supposed to do. I mean, normally you don't repeat the Shemana Esrei. Here you would even have to repeat the Shemana Esrei if you forget everything and eat. Amrele, Ravina, Lerava, Hilchasamai, what's the proper halacha? So Amrele, Ki Kadosh, Ki Kiddush, it's like Kiddush. My Kiddush, Apogav, the Mekadish, Bitsilusa, Mi Kaddish Akasa, just like Kiddush in the beginning of Shabbos. You make a bracha on your Kiddush in the Shemana Esrei, and you make a bracha ala kos when you come home. So Apogav, Nami, Apogav, the Mavda, Bitsilusa, Mavdil Akasa, even though you make a bracha, your Havdalah in your Shemana Esrei, also make a Havdalah on the coast as well. So again, that's the Pesach Halacha that we do both. And again, the parallel to Kiddush is interesting in light of what we discussed just before as far as the source of Havdalah. All right. Questions? We have time to get down to the bottom. All right. Let's try and get down to the bottom. Let's get to the Mishnah. Okay. Let's get to the Mishnah. All right?
Everybody?
If you have to be learning Amish Shavuot to eat the challenge, we're going to make Ripper right here.
Roll it right here and.
What?
Well,
here. Yeah, here.
Yeah, whatever.
It's okay. Anyone who wants to ask, come on to bite. Okay, let's try and get through the answer. Rabbi Lezer Omer Behodah. Rabbi Lezer says you say the Havdalah in the Modim. So Vizera Havi Rachiv Chamra. He was riding on a donkey. V'havi kashaki of azur v'chiyah bar abim batre. V'chiyah bar abim was walking after him, and they were talking and learning. Amar lei, v'adei dar miso, v'shmei Rav Yochan, halacha k'Rav Elezer, b'yom tov, shechal yot acha Shabbos. Did Rav Yochan tell you what the halacha is, whether we follow Rav Elezer, when it's yontov which comes after Shabbos? Meaning, normally after Shabbos, the weekday Shemana Esrei. So you say, atachoni. La'adim da'at, if yatachon tanu. But if it's yontov after Shabbos, you're still going to make a Havdalah. But there's not a weekday Shemana Esrei. You're saying Atabachatani. You call it Amim, but it's a totally different Shemana Esrei. So maybe there we follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that you should say Havdalah in Modim because there is no Atachoni. There is no Atachoni. So there's different Nusach, which we'll get to, but where do you put it is the question. Shamalein, yes, he said that's exactly it. We say the Havdalah in the Shemoneh Esrei at Modim if it's Yontif after Shabbat. That's what he says. So Halacha Mikvah, the Pligi sounds away. The fact that he has to say that this is the Halacha sounds like there's an argument about the matter. The low Pligi, the hard Pligi Rabbanan, the rabbis argue about this. The Lord says, no, the rabbis only argue the Rabbi Eliezer in a different scenario. Aim of the Pligi Rabbanan, Bishar Yimot Hashana, the rabbis, meaning the first opinion in the Mishnah, which says that you say Havdalah in Atachonein, in the Bracha of Atachonein, that's the regular time of the year when Shabbos is the weekday that follows Shabbos. But the Yontif Shechal Yotacha Shabbos Mipligi. But when it's Yontif, which comes after Shabbos, and the Shema Esrei is Yontif, has no Atachonein, so there you will not go ahead and say, they won't argue with the Rebbe Eliezer, and they'll agree with him. They say in the Modim. Where it says Vahapligi Rabbi Kiva. But Rabbi Kiva argues with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kiva says it should be his own bracha. So Atukah Shana Kula Miyavdiyin Rabbi Kiva. We never follow Rabbi Kiva. Sahasha Nikor Veneva Kivate. Yeah, I don't have to tell you the halachas like Rabbi Kiva. We never follow Rabbi Kiva. All year long, we don't follow Shita Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, I don't have to tell you the halachas, not like in Manyantis, that follows Shabbos. Where it says, Kol Shana Kula, my time of love, Dien Kirby Akiva. Why don't we follow Taka, the Shita Rabbi Kiva? The answer is, the Timnistrate Tikkun. The Anshik Nesta Gdol Shabbos, how many brachas Shema Esrei? 18. Tistere, Loi Tikkun. They didn't establish 19. All right, we add 19 separately, but that's different. But they didn't add 19. So Hachanami, we should say as follows. Shev tikkun, on Yontif they established 7 brachos in the Shema Esrei. Kimnei lo tikkun, they did not establish 8, which is why we don't follow Shita Rabbi Kiva. On Yontif Shechal, we have Achar Shabbos, just like we don't follow Shita Rabbi Kiva during the rest of the year, because according to Rabbi Kiva, you add an extra bracha to Shema Esrei, and we feel that the Anshei Knesset Gedol didn't want that to happen. They wanted a certain number of tefillos specifically, and that was it. Amrlei, Lav Halacha Idmar, Ela Matinitar. Actually, it's not a halacha that was said. It was matin. That, you know, matin means we probably think that's the halacha you say in Moses. Like, it's probably the way. Which would be the sort of the type of thing you would say, not publicly, but you would say if someone asked a private shayla, private question to rabbi. The itmar rabbi, it's like adini amr mishum rabbeinu. Halacha, the amri la matin. Some say it's the halacha, we pass it like a Eliezer. They say hagal in modin. And some say, no, it's just like it seems to be that's the halacha. Rabbi Yochan amar modin. Rabbi Yochan says you say it in modin. Rishiva Abba Amar Nirin. Oh, sorry. Modim means that they agree to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Chiba Abba says Nirin. It seems like the halacha should be like Rabbi Eliezer. The Amri Vzera Nakut Rabbi Chiba Abba Biyadach. You should hold like Rabbi Abba, which he says Nirin. It looks like that's the halacha. The Daik Begamer Shmeis Mituma Demar Shapir. He was very careful when he learned the Torah from his Rebbe. Ke Rachva the Pompadisa, like Rachva, who was in Pompadisa, also was very careful. So Amar Rachva, we have the example of Rachva, who did as follows. Rav Rachva said the name of Rav Yehuda, Har Habayit Stav Kaful Haya, it was a double platform, Vahaya Stav Lefanav Mistav, and it was a platform, private platform. The Amar Rav Yosef, Ana Lo Hayadana Lo Hayadana, Ela Mirav Ishmol Yadana. For Rachva, he used the language of his Rebbe when calling a halacha, even though in the Beis Midrash it was called Itzava. It had a different name, but he used the name of his Rebbe to be very precise. That was the only reason I recorded that idea. The last line here in the Gemara is what we follow the halacha. Rav Yosef says, I don't know what you're talking about, but rather I know from Rav and Shmuel the following. The Tiknu La Margalisam B'Bavel, they gave us a gem from Bavel. What's the gem? They gave us the bracha, which we say on the Havdalah of Yontif that comes after Shabbos. All these wonderful, nice things about Yontif. They gave us Shabbos, it was great. He gave us Yontif, that's great. But he distinguished between the Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yom Tov. He gave Dalta. Hashem, you made that distinction. And then the Kitin Lanu. Meaning, the great thing that they did was they established the Havdalah on Yontif to be right in the Shemoneh Esrei before the the bracha of the middle bracha of Shemoneh Esrei and Yontif. And what was great about it was they were able to take a bracha which would otherwise separate Shabbos is Kadosh and Yontif's on a lower level, and still say nice things about Yontif, because otherwise it's embarrassing about Yontif. And that's why they were able to do that and still stick it in the Shemoneh Esrei in that location. That was the great thing that they did. Okay, we'll stop over here.